This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of our state's new laws.
Thank you, Chairman Bratton.
Senate Bill 71 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Education Committee on February 11th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval exactly 1 month later, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 13th, sent to the executive branch on May 6th, and signed into law on July 11th. Senator David Gregory of Chesterfield is the sponsor. On February 11th, he told the Missouri Senate Education Committee this measure only related to one point, the Public Safety Recruitment and Retention Act.
The police, fire, and public safety personnel themselves will qualify after 6 years of service, and then their dependents will qualify after that safety personnel's 10th year of service thereafter. It's important to note that this bill does have a zero fiscal note, and it's because we have created a fund that pays for this tuition, and if that fund runs dry, then there would be no additional cost to the schools. So our schools will have a zero fiscal note, and our state will only have what we provide as an appropriation to the fund. It's about recruitment and retention, mostly retention. We want to keep our police officers, our firefighters, and our other public safety personnel around. We want them sticking around longer.
Most of the additions to this new law came from the Missouri House of Representatives, while others came from Missouri Senate amendments. This new law also addresses criminal background checks, the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System, St. Louis Police and Firefighters Retirement Systems, all public pension plans, patient medical records, the Line of Duty Compensation Act, the Missouri Emergency Response Commission, second-degree burglary, creates the Missouri Task Force on Nonprofit Safety and Security, and the Supplemental Nonprofit Safety and Security Fund. Among those successful Missouri Senate amendments is one from Senator Stephen Weber of Columbia.
It updates the definition of telecommunicator, which the definition that provides is the one that is updated in statute. It's a little bit broader than emergency dispatcher, which is the language that is originally in the bill. I think it's a simple amendment. It just provides access to a few more people, and it takes a great bill and makes it phenomenal.
Senate Bill 71 became law on August 28th. With the annual veto and the second extra sessions now complete, lawmakers are in the quiet time of the interim. Aside from any committee hearings that could be scheduled during the remainder of this calendar year, the next major deadline for Missouri senators will be assigning bill numbers to pre-filed legislation destined for next year's regular legislative session. By law, pre-filing starts on July 1st, but these new measures do not receive their official bill numbers until December 1st. The next regular legislative session will start in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Once there, you can also see a list of all the new laws that are now on the books in our state, as well as those measures that were a part of both the first and the second extra sessions of the 103rd General Assembly. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.